Hey all, I haven't done a boo in a long time, but I just wanted to come on quickly and do a boo on the Fitbit Flex health and fitness tracker. Now, this boo might be over a couple of sections because I'm working off a free account now, so sorry about that. So, I've had the Flex for a couple of months now and I absolutely love it. So, for anyone who doesn't know, the Fitbit Flex tracker, health and fitness tracker, is basically what it says it is, a fitness and health tracker. It tracks the amount of steps you take in a day, kilometers walked, calories burnt, and it also tracks your sleep pattern, which is the main reason I bought it. So this is going to be from the perspective of a blind user, or visually impaired as such. So the tracker itself is tiny. You wear it on your wrist. It's only a couple of centimeters long. It's a little plastic rectangle basically with some LED lights at one end, and the tracker fits inside a waterproof wristband. Looks like a watch band without a face, pretty much. Pretty unobtrusive. You can buy different colours. Mine's black, but I've been wearing mine pretty much constantly for the last probably 2 or 3 months now, and nobody's ever really commented on it, so it's obviously not that obvious. It doesn't stand out too much. The only comments I've had on it is from other people who have been wearing them. So the only aspect of the tracker that's not accessible for a completely blind person is the LED lights. The tracker links back to an iPhone or iPad app, and everything in the app is accessible. So for anyone with any usable sight, they can tap the tracker once or twice or whatever the pattern is, and there's 5 LED lights, and they flash to show your progress through the day. So depending on what you programmed it to show you, so whether it's the amount of steps, calories burnt, kilometres walked, etc., whatever it is that you find is the most important to you. The iPhone app, it's a free app, and when you set up your Fitbit or your Flex for the first time, the easiest path is to set it up through the website rather than the app. The setup screen on the app isn't accessible. But once you set up your login, set up all your details on the website, you then just log into the iPhone app and it takes all your information and sets the app up automatically. So you give it information like your height, your age, male, female, what your weight, what your desired weight is, how much you want to lose, what amount of time, all the general health information. And then with the Flex connects to your iDevice through Bluetooth. So every time you open the app, it just automatically connects, downloads the information from the Flex, and it'll all be displayed on the iPhone app. So it gives you your steps taken in the day. You have goals of 10,000, 15,000, 20,000, etc. that it likes you to meet per day to burn whatever your desired calories are. So what it does is it shows you the amount of steps, and it shows you your percentage of how close to the 100% mark you are. So it might be 2,000 steps. Might be, for argument's sake, 20% of your daily goal, your calories burnt, kilometres walked, all of that is showed in the same way. So all of that comes up completely accessible. The sleep tracking is 99% accessible. It does show it in a graph, but it also gives you enough information to make sense of it. So to put the Flex into sleep mode, you can either do it through the iPhone app. You just go into where it says sleep tracking, tap on the start sleep, and it will log. It puts the the Flex into sleep mode, so it knows that you're not burning calories, you're not walking, and it tracks the how restless you are, what time it thinks you go to sleep, all this sort of thing, gives you an idea of how well, or in my case, how badly I sleep. And then to take it out of sleep mode, you just go back into the app, tap the wake, let the app know that you're awake. Or much more simply, you can just tap the flex very quickly, about 4 or 5 times, very short, sharp taps, and it'll vibrate very quickly, and that tells you that it's been put into sleep mode. And then to let it know that you're woken up in the morning, you just tap it again 4 or 5 times very quickly. It'll vibrate, and it's come out of sleep mode and is back into its normal tracking mode. It also has a silent alarm feature, which is kind of handy, but it does have one little bug. So you can set the flex to, well, as the information booklet says, wake you up in the morning gently. I don't find personally it vibrates enough for this. It only goes off for probably about 10 seconds or so, then stops, and then it'll go off again a couple of seconds later. I don't find that's enough sometimes to completely wake me up, so I don't register that it's going off until it stops sometimes. So from my point of view, that's a small flaw. It should keep vibrating, I think, until you stop it. But, you know, very, very minor complaint for a really, really nice little device. You can set it, you know, up to, I think it's up to about 5 different alarms. So, you know, you can set it to remind you of something through the day, or that it's a set time for something. You can set it to automatically set the alarms each day. So if you, you know, say, go to work every second day, or if you have, you know, something every Monday that you have to be up for and be at the door for very early, you can set it automatically. A little bit like your iPhone alarm, you just automatically set it, and it'll go off each morning at that particular time, and it won't go off on the days that it's not set for. It is waterproof, so you can wear it pretty much all the time. You can also, the app is American by the look of it, so what you can do is when you're logging your calories burnt, you can actually tell it what you've eaten for the day. It doesn't work so well for Australia. It doesn't have an Australian food database, so it doesn't have a lot of the foods and a lot of the brands that we tend to have over here. So what I've done is link it to the MyFitnessPal, which has a much better... Sorry, that's another iPhone app. It has a much better food database, and it seems to have a much bigger range, a lot more brands, a lot more well-known stuff. So what you can do is put into the into MyFitnessPal, you can put in what you've had for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, all of that sort of thing. And if you link that to the Fitbit app, it'll transfer that information to the Fitbit app, and that will come up and will be registered as calories eaten, and it gives you an idea of between the calories burnt and calories eaten as to where you're actually at for the day, whether you've got, you know, any reserves left that you can, you know, have that bit of chocolate, or you can't because you've gone over what it thinks is your recommended limit for the day. And it calculates that from your information that you gave it, so your height, your weight, your age, all of that sort of information. So, sorry, I just got a message through then. Using the Fitbit app, you can also track or record activities, so it'll take those.